أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 41 and 42 of Surah Tawbah. We discussed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made this command that we should go out in the path of Allah, referring more especially to the expedition of Tabuk. And if the whole ummah decides to leave the side of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's help still came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala made reference to the Ghar Thawr, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was alone with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the help of Allah Ta'ala had come. Continuing from there, Allah Ta'ala says, Infiru khifafan wa thiqala. Go out, emerge, march in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khifafan wa thiqalan. Now if you take these two words in its literal meaning, it will mean light and heavy. In other words, no matter what the level of your preparations be, whether you are fully armed, not fully armed, you have the bare minimum of your arm and ammunition, still go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether you are old, whether you are young, still go out in the path of Allah ta'ala. More in the context of those days, whether you go by conveyance, whether you go by foot, whatever your condition is, still go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This ayat here, in this particular place, most of the commentators are of the opinion that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring especially to the expedition of Tabuk. In other words, this is what we discussed earlier, Nafirul Aam, that everybody has to go out, whoever is able. Every man that is able, he does not have any disabilities, he has to go out in the path of Allah. This was the compulsion of that particular time. How are you going to go out? Wajahidu bi amwalikum wa anfusikum, and you are going to fight. Number one, with your wealth. Easier to spend wealth in the path of Allah than giving yourself. That is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions first with your wealth. Secondly, wa anfusikum fi sabilillah, and yourselves, give yourselves also in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants, that we hand our everything over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun, and that is better for you if you know. In other words, you have knowledge of what Allah's desire is. If you have knowledge of the recompense, the reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give, and you have this full yaqeen with regards to akhirat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the one group of the munafiqeen more especially. We discussed that there were six groups of people, four with regards to the believers, and there were two groups of munafiqeen. One group of munafiqeen, they were happy to go out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they had their own motives of spying and creating difficulties amongst the mujahideen. There was this one group of munafiqeen that will go out with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the other battles, and Allah ta'ala now speaks about it. Remember, this is the expedition of Tabuk, over 600 kilometers today's time from Medina Munawwara, and we can understand the difficulty of the journey. We spoke about the summer, the extreme heat of that particular year summer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ كَانَ عَرَضًا قَرِيبًا. Then if the wealth was at hand, at a very near place. In other words, it was just to go out for a few kilometers, number one. وَسَفَرًا قَاسِدًا. And the journey itself would have been an easy journey. That is number two. Allah Ta'ala says, لَتَّبَعُوكَ. Then these munafiqeen would have certainly followed you and they would have gone out. Now look at the word Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses, لَتَّبَعُوكَ. They would have merely followed you. In other words, they would have mimicked all of this and they would have come out. But there was absolutely nothing in their hearts. There was nothing in the hearts in the past with regards to the intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِمْ بَعُدَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الشُّقَّةُ. However, the striving and the difficulty was far. The journey was arduous, the heat, it was hot, it was a long journey, it was a difficult journey. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now Allah ta'ala separated the mukhlisin from the munafiqin. Those who were sincere from those who were munafiq. Like how we say, Allah ta'ala had separated the men from the boys, who was really ready to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Now Allah ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this preparation had started with eagerness with regards to the believers. They were all preparing, they were going out in the marketplace, they were purchasing, they were getting the animals ready, and all of this started. Now Allah ta'ala preempts and Allah ta'ala gives the future to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. They will soon come and they will take qasam in the name of Allah. One is before your departure, they are going to be those people that will come, and after you return, there will be others. What are they going to say to you? لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا. If we had the ability, لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ. Then we would have certainly come out with you. It wasn't an issue of material ability. It wasn't about arms and ammunition when it came to the munafiqeen. It was actually the spiritual ability that they did not possess, and that is why they did not go out in the path of Allah. يُهْلِكُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They have just destroyed themselves. Here they sit in the company of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're hearing the wahi come down fresh from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They hear the mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sit and they experience that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all of that, there was a veil between them, their hearts, and that of the beauty that came down at that particular time. Allah ta'ala says, Wallahu ya'alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, innahum lakadhibun. Certainly they are liars. They are going to come and lie and make these lame, unacceptable excuses. And hence that is exactly what happened before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone out. And even when he returned, they came and they made the excuses to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always keep us firm and steadfast on our deen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.